Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, May 23rd. Steady to a little bit better overnight in the grain. So we've got July corn flat at 404 and three quarters. Dece flat as well at 423 and a quarter. Looks like the funds are long about 200,000 contracts of corn. A little bit of consolidation here as we head in to the long weekend. USDA this morning announced a sale of 140,000 tons of corn to Saudi Arabia. So that's always good news. Moving to the wheat, we've got July up a penny at 522 and a half. Kansas City, July up a penny and a quarter at 541 and three quarters. Minneapolis, July up two and a quarter at 635 and a quarter. A little bit of consolidation also here in the wheat after yesterday's strong rally. Open interest up about 18,000 contracts, and we now estimate the funds to be long about 12,000 contracts of wheat. This rally was on some declining estimates for the Russian wheat crop, with dry weather in that country, estimates that they could be at 70 million metric tons versus the USDA at 72. We'll have to keep an eye on that. This is obviously another indication of Russian collusion in the U.S. market, so I'd expect Mueller to open up an investigation into this Russian wheat scandal. Taking a look at soybeans, we've got July up a penny at 10.31 and a half, November up 2 cents at 10.41. Funds estimated to be long about 110,000 contracts of beans. Markets are awaiting the next bit of news here on the China-U.S. trade negotiations, but there is report that Sinograin, the Chinese state grain buyer, is showing renewed interest in U.S. beans as things seem to have improved. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 43 points at 93.96, trading around 5 months highs here. And we've got crude oil down 33 cents a barrel at 71.87. Stock market down about 170 points in pre-opening trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.